Greetings, readers. Welcome to the August edition of Library News. It's hard to believe that summer will be wrapping up and fall is right around the corner. The Youth Library and Friends are wrapping up a spectacular summer of virtual events that has truly packed a punch of learning and exploring fun adventures. We are delighted to say that this summer reading program explored stars and galaxies, weather, animals, visitors all the way from Australia, nature, and STEM action excitement. It was a blast. And looking ahead, we are delighted to invite all of you to join in future virtual events that promises adventure and creativity all rolled into one. Before the pandemic hit, the library announced new programming that would begin in June of 2020. Makerspace Mondays, the second Monday of the month, from 6 to 8 p.m., and STEM and Stories, the third Saturday of the month, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., were put on hold due to COVID-19. It is now August, and the library would like to move forward with these programs, but in a different way. These programs will go on, only in the virtual world, via Zoom. So coming up on August 10th at 6:30 p.m., please join Denise Bean while she creates with you Air Dry Clay Bowls, and again on Saturday, August 15th at 11 a.m.
And coming in September, as the bees are buzzing, so are all of the library worker bees. A new library program is in the planning stages, and it is guaranteed to delight the entire family. Starting in September, Abigail Kelly will be joining us for an incredible hands-on virtual DIY rolled candle making project that is sure to be a hit. This Makerspace Monday virtual event starts at 6:30 p.m. sharp. In order to participate, you must sign up. All supplies for this activity will be sent directly to your home, but we will not stop there. On September 14th at 11 a.m., enjoy story time with Abigail and her bee friends to learn how to create beeswax lip balm of your very own. Sign up is required for this free virtual event. Contact Denise Bean at 515-452-1338 to get signed up. Along with the virtual programming, the library will be available for phone reference, questions, and comments until 8 p.m. on the second Monday of the month and from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the third Saturday of the month starting in August. Patrons can call the library at 515-281-1323.
Now for the top 10 downloaded nonfiction books on Bard this month. White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism, DB91860 by Robin J. DiAngelo. Anti-racism educator explores counterproductive reactions white people have when discussing racism. Topics include the intertwining of racism and white supremacy, racism after the civil rights movement, the impact of race on the lives of white people, defining the term white fragility, and more. Blind Love, DBC 18038 by Peter Meyer examines the case of two Texas high school students, David Graham and Diane Zamora, who collaborated in the murder of classmate Adrian Jones after David admitted to Diane that he had had a sexual encounter with Adrian. There is violence. Evil Eyes, DBC 18034 by Corey Mitchell. In Houston, Texas, on the morning of May 23, 1982, Coral Eugene Watts, 28, trapped two young women in their apartment. Only hours before, he'd killed another woman. As Watts attempted to drown Lori Lister, her roommate, Melinda Aguilar, made a daring escape, leading to Watts' arrest. Watts was a sadistic slayer with a lust for killing in a variety of ways: strangulation, suffocation, drowning, and stabbing. He confessed to 13 murders, but experts theorize Watts may have slain more than Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and John Wayne Gacy combined. Here is the chilling story of how he almost got away with murder. There is some violence. Doc Susie, the true story of a country physician in the Colorado Rockies, DBC 00667 by Virginia Cornell. Susan Anderson, MD, arrives in Fraser, Colorado in 1907, hoping to cure her TB. She recovers her health and then ventures forth by foot, horseback, and train to tend to the medical needs of lumberjacks, miners, ranchers, railroaders, and their families. Trail of Blood, A Father, a Son, and a Tell-Tale Crime Scene Investigation, DBC 18041 by Wanda Webb Evans and James Dunn. When Jim Dunn's 24-year-old son, Scott, disappears, the police are reluctant to investigate. When detectives visit Scott's apartment, they discover bloodstains on the floor, walls, and even the ceiling. All the evidence points to foul play, but without a body, Scott's case can't be brought to trial. Jim Dunn turns to the forensic experts of the Biodox Society to solve the mystery of his son's disappearance. There is some violence, strong language, and descriptions of sex.
Ageless Vegan, the secret to living a long and healthy plant-based life. DB98757 by Mary and Tracy Lynn McWhirter. Vegan lifestyle expert teams with her mother to share their secrets of maintaining a healthy plant-based lifestyle for over 30 years. The pair discusses nutrition, building a vegan pantry, and creating a supportive lifestyle. Provides 14-step guides transitioning to vegan foods and 100 recipes. Reach for More, a journey from loss to love and fulfillment. DB99056 by David M. Zamowski. The author recounts his experience after being blinded during military service in Vietnam. He discusses the difficulties he has overcome in the intervening years and the importance of his faith, family, and friendships in overcoming the obstacles he has faced. Getting Away with Murder on the Texas Frontier, Notorious Killings and Celebrated Trials, DBC 18028 by Bill Neal. Laws passed by politicians in the far-off Austin meant little to Westerners living on the Texas frontier. Sagebrush justice relied less on written statutes than on common sense, grassroots fairness, and vague notions of folk law drawn from the Old South's Victorian code of chivalry and honor. In this very different time and place, a murderer might go free because of inexperienced prosecutors, a lack of modern crime detection methods, unavailability of witnesses, an acceptance of violence in society, and a laissez-faire attitude towards trial tactics, which all conspired to make guilty verdicts a rarity. Some descriptions of violence in strong language. Normal. A mother and her beautiful son. DB98993. Magdalena Newman. The author recounts her experiences raising a child with severe form of the craniofacial condition known as Treacher-Collins syndrome, discusses the shock she faced when Nathaniel was born, the difficulties he faced on a daily basis, and the inspiration she has drawn from his strength, some strong language. A Bookshop in Berlin, the rediscovered memoir of one woman's harrowing escape from the Nazis. DB98975. Francois Frankel and Patrick Modiano. The memoir of a Jewish woman from Poland who opened a French bookshop in Berlin in the 1920s. She described the rise of Nazi ideology in Berlin, the terror of the Kristallnacht, and her own subsequent flight to Paris and then across southern France.
This is Leslie here. What if you could rub a lamp and a book genie appeared offering you three wishes, three bookish wishes? Wishes that had to deal with books and reading. Maybe you want to meet a certain author, wish that your favorite author would write a sequel to your favorite book, see a character come to life, have time to read all the books you want. Well, here are three of my bookish wishes. The first one is Stephen King is one of my favorite authors. I would love to travel to Maine where most of his books are set and visit his home and surroundings. Number two, The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern is one of my favorite books. I wish I could step into that world filled with magic, love, and spellbinding intrigue. And my last wish is a little more basic. I wish I could remember all the books I read as a child, teen, and now as an adult with greater clarity. I tend to forget the details of the books I've read, and it would be great to remember every last detail of every last book I have ever read. I have lots more bookish wishes, but I'll just keep it to three for now. What would you wish for if the book genie visited you?
Remember to go beyond the book with White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism by Robin J. DiAngelo, DB 91860. This best-selling book explores counterproductive reactions white people have when discussing racism. Topics include the intertwining of racism and white supremacy, racism after the civil rights movement, and the impact of race on the lives of white people, defining the term white fragility, and more. Request this book by calling the library, and let's discuss why Black Lives Matter.
Here are some ongoing library events. With IDB Read, you can call in and listen to one of our wonderful volunteer narrators read live on the phone. On Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can call in and listen to our narrator, Christine Mock, read Gray Mountain by John Grisham. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can call in and listen to our narrator, Bob White, read a Western by Louis L'Amour. We now have a kids' IDB Read every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Call in and listen to the Benicula series by James Howe. Please call the library at 515-281-1323 to get the conference call number or the link for IDB Read. We look forward to reading with you. Tech Time with Tyler is every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Call 515-452-1343 to get your tech questions answered. And don't forget about our newest D-list, Plants and Name Only. This list includes books with a kind of plant or flower in the title. Call the library to get signed up for this remarkable list.
Just a reminder that IDB is offering some in-person services in a responsible and cautious manner. We do continue to encourage clients and patrons to reach out via phone and internet rather than coming to the building whenever possible. In order to maintain optimal staffing in all areas, our main door is unlocked and the front desk is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you need assistance with entry to the building between 8 or 9 a.m. or 2 to 4:30 p.m., please call 515-452-1335. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!